Now will you notice, he says, verse 14 now, I have written unto you fathers, because ye have known him that's from the beginning. Now the fathers have reached spiritual maturity over a long period of time. They knew the Lord Jesus from the time he was here on the earth. That's the beginning. And then he says here to the young man, he says, I've written unto you, young man, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. Now then he says to the fathers, because you've known him, that is, from the beginning. Now that means the beginning of the coming of Christ into the world. That is, you have known him, that is, the Lord Jesus, from his incarnation, through his life, till the time he was crucified on the cross and raised from the dead. Paul said even at the end of his life, when he wrote Philippians, he says that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, this is not something that's theoretical. How do you know somebody? Well, you know somebody by living with them day by day. I have discovered that my wife knows me. She's lived with me nearly 40 years, and she knows me very well. And you want to know something? I know her very well. And this summer, we really got acquainted with each other. We had time for the first time since we were married to sit on our back patio and just sit and talk. And we talked about many things from the time that we met, even before we met, down to the very present. This past summer is the greatest summer I ever spent. And yet I was sick during that time. It was really a wonderful experience. Well, I know her. She knows me. Now, how are you going to know the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, friends, the only way you can know him is in the Word of God. And a great many people, they feel that if they go to a Bible study once a week, or they go to a little course that they take, that somehow or another that they are super-duper saints. My friend, the Word of God is like food. And it's wonderful to go to these Bible studies once a week. I've conducted Bible study once a week over the years, and I certainly approve of it. But imagine going in and eating a good meal and then saying, well, I'll be back in a week, and I'll have another meal with you. Well, that's no good. That's the reason we believe that a daily radio program is so important today, because we give food here once a day. And in many areas, we're now giving it three times a day. And I was speaking at a church yesterday, and there were quite a few radio listeners there. One lady came up to me and made the statement. She says, I listen to you three times a day, because we're on that here in Southern California. And another one right back of her heard her say it. She says, well, I do too. And be honest with you, they hear the same thing, and I'd get very tired of hearing the same thing myself. But nevertheless, that's the way we're to grow through the Word of God. This is the bread of life. And if we are to know Christ, we're to live with him. And he's to live with us. And that's the way you can come to know him. This is not theoretical. This is not something that's nice, idealistic, and to hear it and write it in a notebook and then forget about it. The question, and let's just get right down now where the rubber meets the road. Do you live with Christ? How about it? I hear many people say, well, I lost my mate and I'm living alone now. And many others write and say, though I've lost my mate, I have the Lord Jesus with me and I'm not alone. May I say to you, it's all right to live with him. I don't care who you are. If you live with him, it will enable you to grow. And that's the thing that he's talking about here. Now he says something else here. I have written unto you, young man, because you're strong, and the word of God abideth in you. Now when he said the young men were strong before, and they were able to overcome the wicked one, he didn't mention the fact that the word of God abideth in you. Now he gives the secret. How are you going to overcome the wicked one? Well, through the Word of God. And the Word of God says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. It's when you rest in the Lord Jesus Christ and he becomes personal to you and becomes real to you and you can talk with him. I ride along in my car a great deal by myself. I always talk with him when I'm by myself. And I know that it seems strange. I had a woman drive up by the side of me at a street light, and I was just talking away. I was praying, but I just do it in a very informal manner, and I was telling the Lord Jesus about myself, and not that he didn't already know, and I was asking him for help. This woman looked over at me, and she looked to see if somebody was in the car. She saw there wasn't anybody in the car, and here I was talking. So she just took her index finger and went around her head, which she obviously meant that she thought I was off, didn't have all my marbles or something. Well, may I say to you, I don't care what she thinks. The important thing is that we need to know him. We need to know him, and we can know him in his word. Now, will you notice, we're told here that you can overcome the wicked one. How can you overcome the wicked one? With the word of God. What is it called? Well, the only weapon of offense that's ever been given to a believer is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And I tell you, if you're going to be able to defend yourself against the devil, you're going to need the Word of God. And the reason so many believers are succumbing today to the world is simply because they're not in the Word of God. I don't care how many of these little courses you take, and I don't care whether you go to a Bible study once a week. I've done that for years. And I find that a great many people do not mature. And yet a great many others do. Why? Because they stay in the Word of God. You need to eat 3 times a day. And believe me, if you need physical food to be strong, you sure do need spiritual food to be strong.